Delayed Justice provides a unique opportunity in India. A ministry is tackling the hard topic of honor killings in the Middle East and North Africa. And we've got a story that'll help you think outside the box this Father's Day. That's next on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. You've heard the saying, justice delayed is justice denied. Well, remember the 2008 Orissa attacks on Christians in India? We're weeks away from the fifth anniversary of those horrible attacks, and so far just 12 people have been sentenced for their part in them. When it was over, Christians had been purged from over 400 villages. And in those attacks, 56,000 believers were displaced and nearly 300 churches destroyed. And yet, Lindsay Ackerman of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says,
what we've seen is that they continue to show the love of Christ to their neighbors who once attacked them. They continue to display the love of Jesus. And in many ways, that's open doors.
Partner requests for materials and evangelistic training are steadily growing. And so, too, are the attacks. In fact, two reports of vicious beatings in the last week. Still,
we're really actually more encouraged than anything else at what's happening in Orissa. And we really can see that the Holy Spirit is moving in big ways. And I'm excited to see 5 years from now where Orissa will be.
A buck makes a huge difference. Would you consider coming alongside? Our website has more details. Next, believers in coastal Kenya are praising God after a recent church attack. Open Door South Africa says two men threw a World War II grenade at a group of churchgoers. Some 17 people, including a 10-year-old, are being treated for blast injuries. Police have been watching coastal Kenya closely as many Al-Shabaab terrorists from Somalia are still hiding there. Pray wisdom and courage for Kenyan Christians as they respond. You're listening to Mission Network News. An honor-killing survivor went public with her story recently. 5,000 women are killed every year, often by their families because of inappropriate relationships or resisting arranged marriages. The woman shared her story with Sat7 Arab. A married man had gotten her pregnant, and after her family found out, they hired a hitman to kill her. She barely escaped and fled to a different country, but her life was changed when she found freedom in Christ's love. If you want to know more about this ministry, check it out through our website. Next, if you consider yourself directionally challenged, this story is for you. A GPS is a must-have for the road. Bible Pathway Ministries is doing a little play on words with their GPS devotionals. It actually stands for God's Power Source and encourages teens in their journey with the Lord. Kevin Jennings with Bible Pathway says GPS comes out 4 times a year and is up to 3 Bible chapters for each day.
You can read and study the entire Bible at 15 minutes a day in 1 year's time.
A lot of people are pumped about it.
We've had people order for their grandchildren. We've had churches call in. They're using it as their Sunday school curriculum.
It's a great resource for teens who want to make time for Christ in a busy day.
A lot of people don't realize it, but they're overloaded too. You know, you got your schoolwork. They've got all kinds of things they're involved in. So we tried to center it in a way that the kids could understand it, retain it, and actually use it and apply it to their lives.
You can get your GPS for just $23 a year. There's details and links at our website. And Sunday is Father's Day in the United States. Do you know what you're getting, dear old dad? India Partners Donna Glass has a suggestion.
Instead of providing another bottle of cologne or another tie to a dad, how about a hygiene kit for a prisoner who couldn't afford it?
In Mumbai's overcrowded prisons, disease spreads twice as quick without proper hygiene. One way an India Partners cohort shows Christ's love is by caring for the inmates' physical needs. At a recent delivery, over 90 inmates received hygiene kits.
As our partner in India goes into the prison, they minister to these people.
Can you help spread the gospel in this simple way?
$5 will buy a hygiene kit for a prisoner that helps them stay clean and healthy.
There's a link at our website. Please pray for the prisoners of Mumbai. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. Now, the book answers questions, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as many others? You can get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828, or you can go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.